You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Odyssey Sports Station.
The guys at Fesco in the morning, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Morey with you here.
Hello, Dusty Morey.
Mm-hmm. You are not the brother.
What was your name, Lemon, earlier in the week? What did he call himself?
Oh, what the? Oh, yeah, what was
Dole?
That?
Dole.
Yeah, Dole. Dole. Yes, that was yesterday. Yes.
Yeah, that was 2 days ago, yeah, at least.
That
yeah.
was 2 days.
Yeah. Dole Whip over here.
It's hey, 2 days.
I'm not going to lie to you. They have that at Costco, and man...
See, that's one of those things, total sidebar already this morning. Like that was like that was totally like you could only get that at Disney World back in the day, right? Like
well, don't let Hawaiian
now,
Bros.
Yeah, now you can get it everywhere. Like it's losing its like, you know, it's luster, shine, if you will. You know, it's like if they built In-N-Out Burger here, nah, we wouldn't go. but it's only in Arizona, you know, we go, oh, we gotta get there 16 times.
I still
you know, when you're on a road trip.
I still haven't been to Whataburger. And I feel I feel like every time I get like in that moment where I should, like sometimes I take Douglas home from like golf courses and I'm like, Whataburger's right there.
Yeah.
And I just somehow
keep on going. Yeah, it's like, just keep on keeping on, brother.
Right, maybe next time we'll get there.
I mean,
Dustin, you got to try the frozen Dr. Pepper. It's simply too good.
Yeah. I mean, everybody, like how many times has somebody said you have to try something and then you try?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And you're just kind of like, eh, sorry.
I would say, honestly, it's probably 70% in the positive.
Oh, in the positive. Where you're like, wow, that was actually
but
really good.
I feel like you're going to like oversell. Oh, you got to try the fried mushrooms. Oh, my God, they're so good. They're so good that you've built up these fried mushrooms and you try them and you're just like, eh.
You got to know the person that's referencing. Because if they're a glazer, if they're like Jay Glazer, then you got to know, like, dude, this guy old. This
Glazer
guy
passed away a long time ago. He's no longer with us. Rest in peace, Greg.
Wow. And two, you got to know, like, if somebody comes to you, gives you a product, gives you a product and you're like, really, man? Like, it's a chip. It's like, yeah, you never had it before. You got to try it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like a Nutty Buddy cream pie,
that's different.
I don't think I overglazed.
No, you didn't. But like if it's like one of those Takis like the kids love, I mean, it's like, oh, you got to have these.
That's
like,
also trendy. Like
it is. It really is. You know? I'm surprised Mac isn't munching on a bag of those every morning.
He's
too.
About five years too old.
Is he really? Yeah. He's too old for Takis?
Yeah,
are you really?
He missed it by about a half a day.
Oh, don't think I've ever had man, those. that is the in snack now, man.
Yeah,
that's
I
all the kids eat.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to get Takis. We got to get Takis. I'm like, okay, whatever they are.
Are they good? Have you
I've
them?
Not tried You're them. Not no, them? I don't. I eat Funyuns. I don't need the Takis.
Yes, yes, all the way.
Cool Ranch flavored Funyuns, baby. Let's go. But Takis, I don't know about. I don't. They have them all the time at the house, and I'm honestly the God never have tried one of them. I don't know why. But Whataburger's really good for breakfast. I'll give them that. It's really good. Their tacos are really good for breakfast. Our friend Gene Watson, a Whataburger connoisseur.
Watson,
he's a huge Whataburger fan. Loves it to death. And I'm like, it's fine. It's a burger, you know? It's like, I did see that mushroom Swiss burger that they were advertising with creamy au jus on top.
How do you have creamy au jus?
Well, that's exactly what...
It's like jumbo shrimp.
Yeah, it's creamy. I guess they've taken it and kind of made it like in a thicker gravy form, and they put it on top of the mushroom Swiss burger.
Nope.
It's like a retro burger that they're bringing back to Whataburger that I saw on TV last night. I was watching because I'm sicker than others. Rangers Astros, baby, the Lone Star Showdown, and every other commercial was brutal. Whataburger.
I have yet to open the text line. Is there a Talk Sports yet?
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
No, it's 816 says you got to try Emo's Pizza.
No, I don't. I'd rather eat glass than Emo's Pizza.
I love it.
Or anything from St. Louis. I'd rather eat glass, scratch my eyes out. Oh, St. Louis is coming to town this weekend. Leave your Emo's at home and your Red there as well. Because this is our state now.
I like fried ravioli.
Now, fried ravioli is always good.
St. Louis staple. The Hill, several Italian spots up there.
Good restaurants up
fantastic.
There. Fantastic. Favaz's is the best. They don't use Provel.
And then, St. Louis style spare ribs, I guess. I don't know. That's a thing.
Yeah.
The St. Louis style rib. Yeah. Okay. Which means they cut the ends off, I guess.
St. Louis Bread Company, great place. We call it Panera here in Kansas City.
Okay.
Yep.
That'd be a great sign to take to the series tonight. We call it Panera.
Yeah, that would be actually kind of funny. Yeah,
remember the that's awesome. Remember the what was it? The or like Provel sucks.
Yeah,
put that up there. Yeah. Like, just take shots at St. Louis.
Oh, I could make a living doing that.
The arch looks better upside down.
Yeah,
it's not a frowny face. It's a smiley face.
Fill the arch with like water, beer, whatever it is, drinking out of the arch. I'm surprised they haven't come up with something like that yet.
I bet Ozzie Smith couldn't do a front flip. Didn't he only do backflips?
Yeah, he only did do the backflips. That was wild. One of my greatest moments in this industry was I was doing play-by-play one summer for the New Jersey Cardinals, the single-A affiliate for St. Louis. Mm. And the manager of the team was Jose Oquendo, and he played with Ozzie Smith. He was the second baseman. Ozzie Smith was the shortstop. And that year was like summer of 98, I think it was. And Ozzie Smith was hosting This Week in Baseball. And they came there, and they filmed an episode of This Week in Baseball. And watching Ozzie Smith, like... with nobody in the ballpark doing all of that kind of stuff and taking infield practice with Jose Oquendo and doing the flips and all that kind of stuff. Like, this is some of the coolest stuff that I've ever seen. But that standing backflip by Ozzie Smith, man, every single game he would go out there and do that, man. That was wild.
I will give you $200 if Matt can guess what Ozzie Smith's nickname is.
Oh, there's no chance he knows what Ozzie Smith is. Does he even know who Ozzie Smith is?
Because I would have paid you immediately if he'd have been like, oh, dude, he's the Wizard. I'd be like, oh.
No, there's no Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard, yeah. But do you know who Ozzie Smith is?
I mean, no, baseball player. I mean, baseball player is as far as I could get you.
Right, yeah.
One of the greatest shortstops of all time.
There you go.
Ozzie Smith couldn't hit a lick, but back then nobody at shortstop hit a lick. And then it became a kind of a hitting position once A-Rod started juicing and whatnot. And so the shortstop position became a hitter's position, and it never was before. Usually your shortstop back in our day batted like either first because they were fast and let off, they could get a walk, or they were the ninth place hitter because they sucked and you just put them out there. And so that's kind of how that position has
Ray
changed over
Sanchez.
The years. Yeah, exactly. I like Craig. Great guy,
didn't
man.
Didn't say he was evil.
No.
Just said he sucked at hitting. Yeah. He was great at fielding. Hit first or ninth.
he was. I think that was the guy, if I'm not mistaken, that, you know, tried to get a big free agent deal. It was like one of Boris's first failures. The Royals had offered him a nice little contract, and he turned it down and ended up hitting free agency and didn't make any money off of that. But he was a nice player here, you know, in Kansas City back when, you know, they were losing 100 games a year and whatnot. So
the theory is the Royals only wear the powder blue at home, right?
Well, no, they wear them all weekend. This weekend?
You got to wear them tonight. It's 85.
Friday night, yeah. You're celebrating 85, yeah. You wear them tonight. Yeah, celebrating 15. You know what they should do tomorrow night, honestly?
85 tonight, right?
85 is tonight, yeah. 15 is tomorrow night. And the reunion was last night, and they were giving away a Whataburger suite last night at the they were not giving away, but, you know, bidding on the opportunity to meet Bobby and sit in the Whataburger suite and have Whataburger during the game, which is kind of cool.
If that's the first way and the only way I try it?
Yeah, you're in, right? Yeah. You're in.
Can't
on
beat that.
But I think what they should do tomorrow night is wear the gold Royals jerseys that they had after the World Series in 15. Remember in 16, and now all the world champions wear that. Because what do you wear to celebrate 15? They did, but that's why you bring it back. Yeah. Like, because what else do you wear to celebrate the 15 team? 85 is easy. It's the powder blues, right? Everybody loves the powder blues, but what do you do to celebrate the 2015 team? To uniform wise, that's the only thing I could think of.
Everybody wears a jersey from somebody on that roster.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah.
Hunter Renfroe has to wear Hunter Renfroe.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
how dare you?
No, he gets Alex Rios because Alex Rios was the guy that nobody liked on that team, right? For whatever reason. I mean, there's always one. Every year, your team, you always have the villain on your team, whether it's Daniel Sorensen, whether it's Omar Infante, whether it's Alex Rios, whether it's Clyde Edwards-Alaire, Sky Moore. We always have that one guy every year that everybody looks at and goes, that guy stinks. We're world champs, man.
Like, there always seems to be a reason Nori why.
Aoki, yeah. But what was it with Alex Rios?
I have no idea. I didn't know he was hated.
Yeah, he was always that guy that people were like booing in the lineup. I don't understand.
Was he supposed to be promised something that he wasn't?
Probably.
Is that what it is?
He was probably, you know, everybody thought he was going to hit 40. That's usually why we boo people, you know, because.
Or he took Justin Maxwell's spot because that guy did one thing and hit a grand slam on the final game of the season of Joaquin Soria. Why I remember that, I don't know. But
well, because it was a big moment.
So last game of the year in 2013.
Yeah, and they were still in it at that time. So people were watching and paying attention, and Soria was here. Maxwell was our guy. Big home run, last game of the season.
Yeah.
Boom. Maybe he took Paulo Orlando's spot. He hit a home run one time that Rex liked.
Yeah, so much so. Never mind.
Paulo. You know what they call him now? Paulo. No, Rex.
No, that's where the Chiefs are playing on the Friday and 17 Fridays. Is it 17 Fridays?
17 Fridays. Sam Paulo, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it 17 Fridays?
I don't know.
I saw last night they were saying it's 100 days to week zero in college football. So we're now inside 100 days to the start of college football. Can we get Binkley on the line to preview that? So the NFL starts like 2 weeks later. So like we're like legitimately like 113 days or so away from our game down in Paulo Orlando. Yeah.
It'll hell yeah. I mean, that's what we're calling it.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. Because I can't remember what the real name of it
Sal
is.
Paulo.
Yeah. Sal Paulo.
But
yeah.
We're not, you know, Sal Paulo Antonio. Yeah, they Sal Paulo Antonio.
No, he's got it down there.
I'm Sal Paulo Antonio from Sal Paulo. Damn it! Cut it again. No, we have to go live, Sal. This is cut four.
Yeah, this guy's going. You're going to Sal Paulo, Sal Paulo Antonio.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Say that five times fast.
Sal Paulo. See, now I can't even remember it. If you would have asked me 10 minutes ago, I was out. They're going to Sao Paulo, Brazil, you know, to play this game with Sal Paulo Antonio, and we're also going to have Paulo Orlando down there.
Sao Paulo, Sao Pablo Antonio, Sao Pablo Escobar, who knows, Nixon, 9-6.
Six. Yeah, six.
Get that game tonight, boys.
Yeah, can't wait. Tonight. Can't wait.
Royals and Cardinals start tonight. Got a game 7 on, what, Saturday with Nuggets and
okay, Sunday.
Yep. Sunday, yeah, you got to have the extra days of travel days, built-in drama, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly the way I thought it would go.
And you'll be at the game tonight, right?
Yeah, Royals game.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going with the group.
You going to Denver? Oh.
No. I wish, man, because, I mean, I knew that was going to go seven games. Knew it was going to be a dogfight of a series.
Of course
Jokic, unfortunately, screwed us last night, Mac. 2 shorts on the rebound, on the assist, 1 point short of the 30.
Damn.
Got to hate betting.
Had a great game, too.
Great game. Yeah. Just not a great petting game.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's a sucker's bet every time.
Got Sunday to do it again.
That's right. Strength of schedule. Who cares? But we do, and you still have to play the Chiefs here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Go Royals. They play those stinking Cardinals this weekend.
The Cardinals were playing Mizzou. I wouldn't root for anybody.
Oh, what? I'd root for Mizzou. College team to beat a pro team? Severe underdog?
If a college team beat a pro team, yes. That'd
be sick.
Yeah.
M-I-Z.
No doubt. Mizzou. Hurrah. Mizzou. That's the closest thing we have to like the Premier League is college sports. Is that a hot take?
No, I think that's a good take.
No, I mean, nothing has the pageantry than these Premier League games, man, the coordinated cheers. Like, they try it at some of the, you know, the American soccer events. Obviously, Sporting does some of their kind of stuff, and Portland, you know, does their kind of stuff that I've seen on TV. Like, all of them
cool.
do it. Yeah, it is. But, then you watch these Premier League games, man. It's awesome. I keep telling you guys, like, we want to do a road trip next year. Just go pick a game, any game, watch a game, just to see what it's like to be part of an environment like that. I wonder, I guess people do say that about the NFL. We see people all the time coming over from Europe to be part of the NFL experience. Like, I think it would be cool for me to go watch the Chiefs play overseas, but if I was already overseas, I would see why you would pass on that and want to come here to watch the Chiefs play. Just like the EPL stuff. They bring these teams over here. I don't want to go to Sporting Park to watch somebody play. I want to go there and experience that kind of atmosphere and environment.
And the only chant we had in high school was L-E-T-S-G-O, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Or Blue Springs Wildcats.
You didn't
and then
have
the male cheerleaders would go, you know. That was it.
You didn't have the awesome chant, A-W-E-S-O-M-E. Awesome, awesome, awesome are we.
That is awesome.
You didn't have that chant?
No.
Really?
No,
we just had awesome sauce, extra awesome.
God, what did you guys do in high school with the cheerleaders, man? Like, I mean, my God, you got nothing but one chant?
No, we had one nights. Do you know who Icy Vert is?
I don't
either. He's on Twitter. Like, apparently, he's got a good following.
Okay.
He's got a picture collage of Libby Dunn's, if you missed it, she was in Sports Illustrated cover girl.
Just to catch
he
up.
He just has a quote tweet that says, what does Paul Skeens have that I don't?
Money.
And an electric arm.
A lot, yeah.
But I felt
money.
That tweet a little bit. I'm like, dang, man. Good for Paul.
Yeah.
Good for Paul.
It's good to be an athlete, isn't it? For a lot of reasons. Money, girls, all the good stuff, right?
No doubt. So strength of schedule came out. Chiefs are 11th on the list of strength of schedule, I believe. I believe that there are six teams ahead of them that are on their schedule, maybe more. Baltimore, yes, right? They're ahead of them with a tougher schedule. Washington, yes. Dallas, yes. Philly, yes. Lions, yes. And Giants, unfortunately.
Oh, my God. They got the worst schedule.
The definition of the world isn't fair is the 2025 schedule to the New York Giants.
They don't have a bye until week 14.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh.
You think
after Thanksgiving.
They're just toast.
You think Daboll makes it to week 14?
Hell no. Yeah. No, I don't. I saw somebody yesterday say that they think the Giants have one of the best defenses in the NFL right now. Okay. Now, I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know. Their offense obviously is going to be better. They have somebody with a pulse playing quarterback this year. Well, it's Russell, but even still, I mean, they got somebody with a pulse. They got a backup guy. That is, I'll be honest with you, man. I think the Giants are going to be one of the more interesting teams to see what happens because there's a lot of drama there, a lot of human interest stuff, right? Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Jackson Dart, to name three. Then you've got Abdul Carter on the defensive side of the football. You got a coach who everybody thinks is going to get fired before October. You got a GM who everybody thinks is probably going to get fired. So, like, it's compelling. There's a lot of storylines there. And, oh, by the way, y'all are trying to save your jobs. There was no quarterback available for you to do that with. And now you've got the toughest schedule in the league. Ooh. And you've got the Chiefs in, like, week three and the Eagles right away. I mean, like, good luck in your first four games. So I think that's going to be a compelling team to watch and to see what they're going to be able to do. The other compelling team, I think, from an outsider standpoint, for me, is New Orleans because they ain't got no quarterback
Did
either.
You see the rumors yesterday?
No.
There's some rumors that the odd man out in Cleveland is Jameis Winston.
Cleveland? He's in New York.
In New York.
Yeah.
And that the next team that would pick him up would be the Saints.
Well, no, absolutely. I said 2 days ago the Saints should trade for Jameis Winston right now.
Yeah.
That would be great for their fans. They would go crazy. They love that guy. That's a smart move. Give the Giants your next two first-round picks for Jameis Winston. I would make that deal in a heartbeat if I were the Giants.
Well, they wouldn't have to trade anybody because he'd be released.
Well, but see, if you know he's going to be released and if you're New Orleans.
But if I know you're going to sell that water bottle or if I knew you're going to give that away.
Right.
And then it's like, well, I'm going to wait and see if anybody buys it. I'm going to be like, well, if somebody buys it, then I lose out. It's not like a huge miss. But if they don't, I know that you're just going to give it away.
But I also understand that for me, Jameis Winston would be a huge miss for the New Orleans Saints because, A, he's a fan favorite. I mean, he's a locker room favorite down there, right? And he's a fun player to have in your organization. And right now, you're going with that oyster guy as your starting quarterback who nobody had ever heard of before March of this year, right? Mm-hmm. And then the draft started, and, oh, this guy that's an oyster, he played at Louisville, go for it. He can play quarterback. I think the Saints need Jameis Winston. And if the Giants were to release Jameis Winston, there'd be a lot of people in line to pick Jameis Winston up. And you want to get Jameis Winston in there, at least if I were running things, and I'm not, obviously, and this is where the Aaron Rodgers stuff kind of factors in, too. Like, we've got mini camp starting here pretty quick, right? In a couple of weeks. If you're the New Orleans Saints, wouldn't you want to guarantee that Jameis Winston is down there to start working with your team and not wait till August to go get Jameis Winston when the Giants would probably release him? That's what I would do. And that's where I would get the jump start on it. That's where if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm like, Aaron, it's you know, dump or get off the pot time now with you. We've got to figure things out and move forward. I saw Ross Tucker called him out yesterday as well, saying, you can't say you want to win. But it was a good call out. You can't say you want to win and then not show up and not be part of a team at this point of the season, too. So, I mean, it's all kinds of crap with Aaron Rodgers. But if I'm the Saints, I'm absolutely calling the Giants and saying, all right, we'll give you, you know, a fourth round pick or whatever it is for Jameis Winston. We'll take him off your hands right now.
The Saints do have the second easiest schedule in the league this year. So you're not going to like an atrocious situation. Obviously, the NFC South isn't that tough. So that's a factor there. And then whatever division they're playing this year. But, by the way, is there a athlete, former or current, that could call out Aaron Rodgers and it would actually make a darn?
No.
Like, there's not. So I don't know why these people keep thinking, like, you got to be there, man, or you're not a real man. It's like, dude, he does not care.
He doesn't
care.
Stop. Yeah, and that's the thing.
I don't care if you're Ross Tucker, Chris Tucker, Justin Tucker.
Nixon 6.
Yeah, dude, like, it doesn't matter who you are. It just literally doesn't.
Right. No, you're absolutely right about that. And I'll follow that up and I'll go, that's really sad. Because it's like that guy doesn't have like a mentor or somebody that he looks up to or somebody that he respects or somebody that could call him out that would hurt him.
He does. They're just not on this planet spiritually. There's somebody, but it ain't. Not in skin, blood, and form like that.
It used to be Jordy Nelson. He burned that bridge. Donald Driver burned that bridge. Randall Cobb, I don't know if he burned that bridge. He still follows him everywhere, but wouldn't listen to him.
And so, like, I'm just going to give like a minor example. Like, if Ryan LaFever sat me down and told me, like, "Hey, dude, you need to do something better. You're not doing this right," or so, I would be all ears and I would listen because that's a guy that I respect, right?
You're the guy that does that here.
And I would listen to everything that he had to say, and I would be dialed in because that's Ryan LaFever, right? Like that's the lead dog in this town. If Mitch sat me down and said, "Hey, Bob, you need to, you know, do something a little bit different here. Somebody's not liking what you're doing," or whatever the case may be, I would listen. Does Aaron Rodgers have that? You have to have those people in your life that are going to give you a little pushback, that are going to be that no man, that are going to keep you grounded.
Maybe his family.
He doesn't even have that.
He's got his sister. He's got his sister-in-law and like something going on there.
Yeah, whatever.
He's like, they're the ones that tell me about what's going on.
Yeah, but, sure they are. He watches everything. But you got to have that guy in your life. Like, you got to have that teammate or that peer that can come alongside of you and go, "Hey, dude, pull your head out of your ass. Stop being a jerk."
But back to the strength of schedule, because the Chiefs have the 11th. I think another thing that's kind of alarming, and I don't know how this is, if it's just because their division is that weak, but Buffalo having their strength of schedule is kind of laughable. Like, is their toughest game all year Kansas City
it
at
is.
Home?
It is.
Is that their toughest game, or is it on the road to Baltimore or Cincinnati?
Yeah, it'd be on the road, I guess, to Cincinnati. I don't know, because they host every game. They host their schedules, like the Chiefs. They host all their hard games.
They literally are like in the bottom tier of strength of schedule.
They really are. They're at 467 in strength of schedule. I mean, they're tied with Jacksonville, and they're barely above the Jets when it comes to strength of schedule. Now, the Jets don't get to play themselves. I know, they're barely above the Colts when it comes to that as well. But the Colts have the Chiefs and the AFC West on their schedule this year, if I'm not mistaken, right? Don't we play all the AFC South teams? Mm-hmm. So the Colts are going to have, you know, the Chargers, and who another nitwit pick to win the division yesterday.
I wonder if the Bills are favored in every game this year.
Yeah, right.
I was say, the only team ever to be favored.
No, the Chiefs were last year. 22. 22.
Okay.
22, the Chiefs were a favorite in every game because it's the first time since 22 going into a season and the Chiefs were that team. And that's fine. You want to favor them against Buffalo, go for it.
To be fair, the Chiefs are favored in every game they played this year except week 9 against Buffalo.
Except Buffalo, right?
It's weird because, PFF Fantasy and Betting says the Buffalo Bills open as the only team in the NFL favored in all 17 games.
This year.
Yeah, it's the first time since 22.
Yeah.
Reading is hard.
I went
to college. K-O-L-E-G-E.
I only did a red reaction show on Monday nights from 7 to 9 that no one listened to. We had to do stats like that, Matt. Yeah. We had to have stats like that because we already heard everything Beakley said and everything that everybody else said. It's like, well, what do we talk about now? And Nick Price is like, "I don't know, they're favored every game this year. That's kind of cool." I'm like, all right,
we're in, baby. Yes. No, it's the only game the Chiefs aren't favored in, and it's the first time since the Chiefs in 2022 that a team is favored in every game going into the regular season before that season starts. And look, rightfully so, the Buffalo Bills, really, I mean, their division is terrible this year. Do you see Tyreek Hill? He was caught by the Coast Guard. I mean, you got that for two games.
And he doesn't hate it.
No, it's really good.
Good on him.
Yeah.
Good on him.
I will say, that is one of the very few things that he's done in his career where I'm like, you know what? Good for you.
Yeah.
You know what? Don't let it bother you. In fact, tell them it's hilarious and then throw your own video out there.
Yeah.
So good for you. You're still a terrible person. Like,
exactly right. Doesn't
sometimes
say who
terrible
you are.
People can do a good thing. It's like Frank Gallagher from Shameless. You're like, gosh, I want to like this guy. And then immediately steals like $135 from me behind your back. You're like,
it's like Walter White. Are we rooting for a criminal or are we rooting for a hero at that point in time? Right.
But once he ran over those kids on the street, I was out.
Yeah.
Once he took that car he drove and got those drug dealers on the corner, I was like, okay,
you're out. But then you were crying. At least I was crying at the end when I better not give it away. People don't want to. But Tyreek, I mean, a little loser. But I think it was funny the way that he did that though yesterday on X, formerly Twitter. I did appreciate that tip of the cap to Tyreek Hill, who still will go down as the greatest wide receiver, in my opinion, until somebody passes him in franchise history. Doesn't change who he is, but great deal by the Colts. I love that. But the Bills, they get the Jets twice, they get the Dolphins twice, And they get the Patriots twice. And all three of those teams last year were no good. So that does, you know, buffer that strength of schedule. I think New England's probably going to be better than what people are giving them credit for.
Can I give the Bills a comparison? Because this is who they remind me of. Because I understand why the Chiefs are hated. They're in your face. They're good. Like, Dallas is hated because they're in your face and they suck. Like, it's like, why am I watching this team?
Well,
it's like,
Fox said that yesterday when they were doing their conference call about the schedule. Like, we took less Cowboy games this year.
Wow. Yeah. And the Chiefs are like on Hallmark. They're on a documentary. They're on everywhere. They're literally everywhere, and they win, and they always go. Totally understand the hatred. I understand it. Buffalo, can we have a minute real quick? Because you know what Buffalo reminds me of? Buffalo reminds me of that friend of yours that's in their mid-30s that still lives in their parents' basement. They're enabled. They're given every pass. They're forgotten about when it comes to whining and complaining. Chiefs tried to challenge the overtime rule. Didn't get it. Buffalo does it. Okay. Buffalo fans can't watch their game because they got too much snow, and the fans have to shovel it, and they want to move the game. But, oh, boy, you do that in Kansas City. League's favoring the Chiefs. Josh Allen, the referee, can have a pat on the back conversation. Oh my God, if Mahomes does that, the entire
league. Oh, you're the one where the ref ran over and sat down on the bench with him, got his autograph, asked about his girlfriend, cooked him dinner, and then went back out onto the
field. Also, in your opinion, quick answer, was Josh Allen the MVP last year?
Yes.
Okay. Because Lamar Jackson statistically had a better record.
He much did. Better.
Two years ago, Lamar did it over Josh overdid Lamar, and Lamar won
so
it.
So again, we're enabling it because, oh, you didn't get yours. Yeah. Okay, well, this year you're going to get yours.
Like,
okay?
Josh Allen was like the seventh best quarterback in the NFL last year.
That's, I don't and, know.
And I don't know if that's
I remember looking at some numbers and like he was seventh best in like, I forget what the stats were, but it wasn't like, it was like, God, what was it?
His numbers weren't eye popping.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They weren't the eye popping numbers.
Numbers were better. Yep. Lamar's numbers were better. Sure. I think Daniel's numbers were better.
Yeah, probably some Daniel of them. Jones really was better than Josh Allen. Yes.
But like, that's who they remind me of. Like, who's your player in the NBA that you said always gets away with stuff?
Tyrese Halliburton.
No.
No.
Was it SGA?
It was Ant.
Okay, Ant.
Ant.
Right? Like, they're like wanting them to go do it. Yes. So they get to do whatever they want.
I agree.
And it's just like, when are we going to stop? Like, softest schedule of any contender. These are all the teams behind Buffalo. And I'll go quickly. Jacksonville, Indianapolis, Jets, Cardinals, Panthers, Titans, Patriots, Saints, Niners.
All of the who's who in the NFL right there.
If that was the Chiefs' rank of strength of schedule, everyone would be like, the NFL's fixed. It's over. They're done.
Riots.
And then here's Buffalo. Well, they've lost in 4 Super Bowls. They can't beat the Chiefs. Well, it's okay. I just feel like they're the kid that lives in the basement that's like 34, and it's like Nick Swartzen from Grandma's Boy. Chill, my roommates are up. Dude, your roommates are your parents. Yeah, okay. And like they still sleep in the car bed. You know, they have the lava lamp. It's still
what's
whatever.
Wrong
like,
with that?
Move out of your house. Show some stake in yourself, because the NFL just keeps enabling the Bills. And I'm kind of on the point where I'm like, maybe I'm a biased Chiefs fan, but you got to move out of mom and dad's house.
Well, I
you graduated
also,
college. You got your degree. You have a job 9 to 5. You're making whatever a year. Get out.
Yeah, we've told the children once you go to college, you ain't coming back into the home. We kid, obviously. But I mean,
Tuesday turns into Monday.
Right? As soon as they go, that house gets sold. We're not telling them where we're going, right? But no, I kid about that. But like Buffalo for me, like I don't even remember the Chiefs having this lowest strength of schedule when we had a bad division, right? It felt like the Chiefs were always playing those big time marquee games. And because they were, you finish in first place, you get 2 first place teams on your schedule. But it seems like the Chiefs were always hitting their other grouping of teams, whether it's the South or the West or the North, and they were always really good. I think Buffalo's just hitting this stride right now where they're in a bad division and the rest of the teams on their schedule just happen to be bad this year. And so they still have to go out there and do that. Buffalo is still that kind of unicorn out there that everybody thinks is going to be this great team all the time, and then they never reach the finish line. They never make it to the end. They never accomplish that final goal. This is a good year for them to try to get after it because they are playing in a very weak division. So they're not going to have to exert a lot of strength and effort and energy to win 6 games in their division this year because they don't have any competition in it.
You want to fire up the city of Kansas City with a text?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Why don't you read that third one, Mac?
Is it the 913?
Yeah.
I'm a diehard KC fan. All right, I'm a diehard KC fan, and I would take Josh over Mahomes.
All right, we're going to go home for the day. No, just stop. I'm out. I'm done.
Wow. Andy Reid is key here. Josh with Reid would have... If Bob is getting up and why?
What the hell was that?
I'm a diehard KC fan. I would take Josh over Mahomes. Andy Reid is the key here. Josh with Reid would have the same amount of Super Bowls.
Wow. Andy Reid's part of it, man. The situation's great.
But he doesn't throw it.
But yeah, he's...
He doesn't have the mind in the middle of the of the trenches. That's tough.
That's tough.
You ain't a diehard, if I have to be honest. That's not diehard status. Diehard, you're dying with your guy in the battle lines. And you're saying you're going to go over to Josh? And come on now.
When I was raised, my mama told me, if I have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Okay.
She also said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Like I said, you know, Friday. Fire them up Fridays.
Wow, another one. Another one. Yeah.
Oh,
people would rather have Josh Allen over Patrick Mahomes.
Josh Allen better than Mahomes from the 660.
Well,
and this is how you
know everybody's entitled to their opinion. Congratulations.
Of course.
Yeah, for sure.
This is how you know Mahomes is in a different category. Goes because the next text 816 taking Josh Allen over Burrow is insane. There's always going to be another quarterback. It's always Mahomes though. Mm-hmm. It's always comparing to Mahomes. With Josh Allen, you compare him to Burrow. You compare him to Lamar. You compare Mahomes. Everyone just gets compared to Mahomes. That's how you know he's the GOAT.
Not only that, they stay good because they have a great team. And the Chiefs were great with their offseason rank.
What the Chiefs have done in this whole generation is remarkable. Teams do not stay on top for a long period of time. It is tough to do. And we're watching the Celtics right now, who are probably going to win the series, by the way. I'll just... on record and say that right now, right? Celtics probably win that series.
Is that game 7 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, 7.
7 in New York.
And so, but the Celtics are tired. We've talked about that and how all of the high stakes games get up and really just, you know, mess with you and take all that away and all that, you know, adrenaline away. And you get tired towards the end of these seasons when you're playing every year in the postseason. And I was watching the Digging Deep podcast with Dayton yesterday with Moose and Haas and Peter Moylan. And, you know, it's an hour and a half. It's worth every minute of your time to watch this. We'll play a little bit of it coming up later on in the show about what he had to say about some trades and stuff that they were going to make. But one of the things they were talking about, Haas and Moose go, they go, by the end of 15, dude, we were exhausted. We played that extra month the last 2 years. We were brutally exhausted, both physically and mentally. Fast forward that to where we are now with the Kansas City Chiefs, with Patrick Mahomes and this crew. They've played into the postseason and into the Super Bowl and the AFC Championship game every year for the last 7 years. They've had a month tacked onto their schedule every single year, and we're not talking baseball. We're talking football. You want to know how exhausted mentally and physically these guys are, and they do it every single year, and then they reload the team, and 33% of the team turns over every year, and they're still in first place. They're still winning championships, and people want to take shots at that, and oh, God, just get off my lawn today with this kind of stuff. Like, the Chiefs and what they are doing is one of the more remarkable things we've seen in the history of sports. This side of the New England Patriots doing it for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough. And that's more respectable when you continue to stay at the top. Not only that, just continue to go to Super Bowls.
And like, continue to change over personnel. Like, there's been 5 guys that have been part of all of this, and 3 of them are the long snapper, the kicker, and, like, the punter. Not even the punter at this point, but the kicker and the long snapper, 2 of, the 5 that have been here through this entire run. So you're changing over personnel, which means you're also changing over continuity, which also means you're changing over, you know, guys working with each other and learning a new system every single year. Like, I think we still sell the Chiefs very short for what they've been able to accomplish over these last 8 years, because what they've been able to accomplish over these last 8 years is something that nobody else did. New England Patriots didn't do anything like this. They didn't go all the way to the Super Bowl every single year. They went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl championship. They didn't go to the AFC Championship game 7 straight years and have to go on the road for one of those and have most of them at home like the Chiefs have had. But either way, You didn't do that. You didn't play this deep into the season. Like, the Chiefs, people don't factor in how mentally exhausted and physically exhausted they are for playing all of these games, all the new people that constantly come in, and they never miss a beat. They never miss a beat.
From the 660, why is Mahomes the best? Because they win? Is winning a quarterback stat or a team stat? Coming up, we'll talk about who's glazing who the most in the NFL here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what you up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Clock hour, final segment here until we get to 7 a.m. The day is moving along. I hope you're all having a wonderful Friday. Royals in town tonight. Cole Reagan's taking on those birds from the Lou. Gosh, man. I hate it because last night I was listening to the St. Lunatics. I need to introduce you to them. I don't know what your knowledge is on Nelly. That was like his band.
Yeah, very little, but okay, I know.
Very little on Nelly, okay. Very little. Country Grammar, one of the greatest rap albums of all
time.
So
you don't know Nelly, Takis, or Ozzy Smith. We're off to a roaring start today.
Three for three.
But no, I'll send you some St. Lunatic stuff, man. They had they had an album, man. They had a guy in their group called Murphy Lee that should have been at the top. I don't know what happened to him.
Send it to me today.
Yeah,
easy. I'll be jamming.
Yeah.
You got to get sent to you. You just can't go on your phone and get it yourself.
Got to give him the tea leaves first, then he can go explore.
Yeah, then I can. Yes, exactly.
For those of you that don't know, we keep using the term glazing. This is...
Glazing.
Glazing can be defined pretty easily. It's simply the latest term to describe what happens when someone goes too far in showing how much they like someone or something else, to the point of being ridiculous.
So me on Bruce Springsteen. Fair point, right? Mm-hmm. Me on Blink-182. Fair point. St. Louis people on Provel cheese.
No, that's just the glaze that they have from eating too much Provel cheese. It's all the oil leaking out of their skin.
Bob on the Chiefs.
Yeah, me on Brett Veach. Yeah.
Yes. Who do you think the NFL is glazing the most with the schedule, the talk of everything coming out?
Well, I think it is the Chiefs. I mean, it is the... I was listening to the schedule czar yesterday, and we'll play some of the stuff that he had to say in a minute on Kay Adams about this stuff. But that guy was going everywhere going, the Chiefs are our dog, man. Like, we're going to ride and die with the Kansas City Chiefs. Everybody wants to watch the Kansas City Chiefs. Everybody wants to see the Chiefs. Everybody wants the Chiefs on their network. They are the team, in my opinion, that the NFL is glazing. I mean, you look at their schedule, and I thought for sure I was going to hate that schedule. I love the schedule for the Chiefs this year. I know it's got some teams on it that people are like, oh, it's hard. Chiefs got to play everybody else, too. And so I think they are. I think they're glazing the Chiefs, and rightfully so. They're the kind of the money grab of this NFL era right now.
In fact, Adam Schefter just tweeted out, Chiefs open their season on a Friday night in Brazil, play Thanksgiving Day in Dallas, Christmas night in Kansas City on every holiday except Festivus.
Because the Festivus is on the 22nd.
I can get behind that. I think if you take the non-bias approach at it, if I didn't live in Kansas City, I'd be like, good Lord, the NFL loves the Chiefs. Well, yeah. No wonder. They move the needle.
Mm-hmm.
Why are the Chiefs and Cowboys playing on Thanksgiving? You don't need an opponent to do that unless you're trying to break rate. Oh, my God. Right. I just answered my own question.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're trying to do. It's nothing but trying to plant their flag and create ratings. But they were not shy about that the other day. The NFL numbers last year were down 2%. So there is panic setting in at the disco in the NFL. How do we get this right? All right, let's stack the beginning of the schedule. Let's build in some remarkable games that we know everybody's going to watch to inflate the ratings. And then, boom, we'll have our ratings number back to where it was 2 years ago.
No doubt. Mac, you got a Jay Glazen team?
Yeah, I would say the Bills for all the reasons that you mentioned last segment, man. They're that kid still living in their parents' house. They graduated college. They've got a job. It's like, hey, why does Connor get to stay here? I had to move out. I had to do my own thing. What is Connor doing
here? What's Connor's last name?
Burns. Connor Burns. Yeah.
Why do you not like Connor?
Connor gets everything. Okay. He's like the Bills. They change the rules for him. Not enough.
Who's the youngest kid in your family?
Him.
My little sister.
Oh, see? Is that energy there for her?
A little bit.
But she doesn't stay at your house.
No, she doesn't.
No, but if she wanted to.
Oh,
of yeah,
course
see?
She would.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, see?
Yes. Need a credit card? There you go. Things like that.
See, it's reverse for my family.
Oh, really?
I'm the oldest and I get everything.
Ah. Yeah. Interesting.
My sister, they go, are you still around here?
Well, she'd have made it at West Point.
Yeah, my parents thought I would have made it to my mother-in-law, who's just out destroying everything.
But is that not like
days,
the great...
That is. That's the analogy. That's the analogy. They've tried. They've changed the rules. Hey, here's your MVP. You haven't gotten it yet. Next, is it here's your Lombardi?
Well,
here's
it's like
your
when
Super
the NFL
trip.
Changes all these rules for the Bills is exactly the analogy exactly. you can use. The Bills are the oh wait, that's the same thing. But that's what it is. I mean that but that's society now. Oh, you don't like the rules? Well, let's change the rules to make everybody
earn
happy.
It? No, you don't need to earn it.
No, I'm not going to work for this.
And I like Josh Allen.
Me too.
I'm not trying to come out here and say that I hate the Bills. I'm just telling you what I look at from a perspective, from what I see with what gets brought up in national media. Because I remember that video last year, the referee and Josh Allen, and I remember everybody was like, man, if that's Mahomes, like we are absolutely never going to hear the end of this. The overtime rule was the same one proposed by the Chiefs in the previous year, and then the Chiefs did it to the Bills, and the overtime rule was changed. So, yes, I understand the Chiefs get a lot of glazing, too, and so do the Bills. But, yes, the Bills are the kid in the basement that have yet to move out of the house.
Who do you think they're glazing?
Man, I've seen a lot of Falcons glaze, man.
You think?
I mean, just it seems like out of nowhere, I know most of the Falcons' schedule. A lot of people are on Bijan Robinson this year. I mean, look, I like their team, but I don't know if they're the team that is, you know, necessarily...
Glazing.
Glazing can be defined pretty easily. It's simply the latest term to describe what happens when someone goes too far in showing how much they like someone or something else, to the point of being ridiculous.
I love that audio, by the way.
Yeah. Just happened in the break. But yeah, it's like when I saw like the schedule release, and then obviously we had the great text the other day where it was like, why is the most anticipated game Falcons and Dolphins? And it's like, oh, two left-handed quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I think a lot of people are hanging on what Bijan Robinson can do, what Drake London can do, what Michael Penix can be as a quarterback. And it just seems like it's, there was not this energy last year with Washington.
Right.
They made it that way because they actually let the season play out and watch. It just seems like there's a lot of Falcons primetime games. And a
there
lot
are.
Of, yeah. And maybe what, it's what, me.
Is it Penix?
I don't know.
Or are they trying to prop up the Atlanta market?
I don't know. I mean,
because their
division's not great. They could be a surprise team. Like,
who's their marquee player?
Bijan Robinson.
Does that really move the needle, though?
Depends on who you're asking.
Yeah.
Fantasy players, which is probably now... 58% of your fandom? Yes.
It moves the needle for fantasy players.
He'll be a top five pick in fantasy leagues.
Let me ask you this now. Does Michael Penix move the needle for people?
Not yet, but he could.
But he could, right? He moves the needle for me. Always. He was my favorite quarterback coming out last year. I've said that, gone on record. I like Michael Penix a lot. But he's not Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, Lamar.
No,
right?
But
he's
not many are.
Right. No, I know. That's where I'm getting at.
But he's probably, he could be. In that Herbert Stroud.
Could be, right? Right? Could be. So I'm just trying to kind of walk through this and figure out why the Falcons are the love child of the NFL this scheduling season. That's what, because they are. And we're not the only ones saying that. Everybody's talking about, like, the Falcons? What's going on with the Falcons?
You know, I think this might be the year. This might be the year that Kyle Pitts takes off.
Oh, could be.
Hey.
Because that was a tweet that we got earlier. We were like, you know, Worthless Wednesday tweets we did like 2 weeks ago. It was like, this could be a big year for Kyle Pitts. What year is it?
Worthless Wednesday tweets, by the way. All you have to do is Magic Johnson's timeline.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that guy, his AI-generated tweets are useless. Go look at Magic Johnson's timeline from yesterday, recapping the Celtics-Knicks game from 24 hours prior.
Definitely like... More than a day. It was like day and a half.
Ridiculous. Like, is this? I thought I was like in that feed of Twitter where like things are just putting in anything that you can see. And I'm like, is this the For You section? This is going on right now?
That's right. Textline thinks the Chargers get glazed a lot.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
We got more on that later.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't know if it's Bijan Robinson or if it's Michael Penix, if it's Atlanta, if it's they have
their
a chance.
Sweet-ass uniforms.
Yeah, or they have a chance to be a surprise team because they're chasing, what, Tampa Bay, Carolina, and the Saints?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a chance they could be a team where it's like, well, we try to tell you, you know, here they are, 10-4, going into the last couple weeks of the season. But, yeah, so that is that's there. I do want to get back to, in a little bit, we'll do it on the other side, to your NFL scheduling czar.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like Seth Rollins in the video, but he was with K.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Adam, so we have to play it. We'll get to that. Plus, we count down the Fridays, and are the St. Louis Cardinals still considered a rival? We'll get to that on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.